Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
This body of Christ, the body of Mashiach, is a body of all true believers who were put into this body of Messiah by the Spirit of God. And in this body, or this body of believers, is a composition of Jews and Gentiles, slaves and free. All of us who have come to know the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, we were placed into this body of Christ, the church, the assembly, by the person of the Holy Spirit of God, who came some 2,000 years to form that body of Messiah. Well, we continue and notice here the third point that Yeshua is sharing with his disciples here. Not only that he warned them that there will be persecution when he will depart, not only that he explained to them the importance of his departure to go back to heaven, because otherwise the Holy Spirit of God will not come. And now verses 8 to 15, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, explained the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. Number one, in verses 8, 9, 10, and 11, the ministry of the Spirit of God in the world among the unbelievers. And number 2, verses 12, 13, 14, and 15, the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God among the people of God, among the redeemed. And so notice, in verses 8 to 11, we read that when the Spirit of God will come, notice what the Spirit of God will do in his ministry here in this world. The ministry of the Holy Spirit of God is to convict, to reprove, to expose, to bring to light. In Hebrew we call it yochiach, leochiach, to prove, to bring to light in this dark world men's sin, and to expose the reality that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So verse 8 tells us, and when he come, when the Holy Spirit of God will come, he will reprove. He will reprove. This is very interesting. A word in Hebrew, the word reprove is yochiach. Yochiach. He will reprove, we read here in this verse 8 of our chapter. In Greek word, the word reprove is elegeho, elegeho, E-L-E-G-C-H-O. It has, the Greek is simply to reprove, to convict, to refute. And so men need to be convicted, refuted, reproved, and the sin has to be brought to light to show us that we are not right with God by nature. That's why we need to trust in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, for salvation. So, and when he cometh, he will reprove the world, number one, of sin, number two, of righteousness, and number three, of judgment. Very interesting word here in verse 8. He will prove of sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then of righteousness, and then of judgment. That there will be judgment that will fall upon an unrighteous world. And you see, in verses 9, 10, and 11, Yeshua is explaining this to the disciples by saying, of sin, because they believe not on me, on the Lord Jesus. Notice that verse 9, of sin, because they believe not on me. Why? God one day will have to judge this world, but the Spirit of God will reprove, convict the world of the fact that they should have believed that Jesus is the Messiah, but they did not believe on him. And that's why every person who will leave this world without forgiveness of sin, without faith in Jesus the Messiah, he or she will have to be judged because of their own sin. Secondly, in verse 10, not only that the Spirit of God will reprove the world of sin because they did not believe on the Lord Jesus the Messiah, but also of righteousness, because I go unto my Father, and ye see me no more. And you see, beloved friend, of righteousness, because I go unto my Father, and the thought that the Lord is seeking to teach them is that while the whole world is in a condition of sin and unrighteousness, there was one that lived upon the face of this earth who was a righteous man. And the Holy Spirit of God will convict, will reprove, will point to the truth that not only man is a sinner by nature, but that man, when he rejects the righteous one, who go back to the Father after he died for the sin of this world, the righteous, holy, harmless, undefiled one, the one who is that righteous one. And sadly, for the world to reject this righteous person. And finally, of judgment, notice that in verse 11, because the prince of the world is judged. In other words, Satan, who is a god with a small g, the god of this world, that have blinded the mind of them that believe not, he will ultimately will be judged, but he have already been judged when the Messiah died on the cross. According to John chapter 12, in verse 31, we read, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of the world be cast out. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. In other words, when the Lord Jesus the Messiah will go to the Roman cross, when he will be lifted up from this earth, Satan will be defeated. The prince of this world will be cast out, because now he will no longer have any power over those that have accepted Yeshua the Messiah. And this is a challenge. Have we all accepted Yeshua? Did you turn your heart to the Lord Jesus? Have you realized that you are a sinner? Do you realize that he died for your sins? Do you realize that he loved you so much that he was willing to give his life for you, for me, for us, for the human race? Have you turned your heart to him? Well, this is exactly what the Holy Spirit of God is doing today. When he will come, he will reprove, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because we have all sinned. Of righteousness is because there is only one who was a righteous man who sinned not. And then of judgment, this is because one reject the righteous one. He or she who reject the righteous one will end up to bear the consequence of their sin nature. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, that's we read in John 3, verses 16, 17, and 18. And here we learn, in verses 8 to 11, that the person of Ruach HaKodesh, the person of the Holy Spirit of God, is the one that convicts mankind. To remind you that later on, of course, in Acts chapter 2, we do read concerning those that were convicted. It says in verse 37, when they heard this, they were hearing the preaching of the gospel by Shimon Petros, who called them men and brethren. This Jesus God had raised up, well, for we are witnesses. And then in verse 37 of Acts chapter 2, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Well, by the Spirit of God, God, the Holy Spirit of God, touching the hearts of those that listen to the message and submit to the message. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And you remember what Peter said? He said unto them, repent and be baptized, be immersed, every one of you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach for the remission of sins. And ye, notice it, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Spirit of God does. He is convicting people in the world today. And you know, my dear brothers and sisters, this will be a wonderful day in the future of our people of Israel when the same Holy Spirit of God will convict the people of Israel in a future day at the end of the tribulation, when Israel will recognize by the Spirit of God that Yeshua is indeed the promised Messiah, and they will become a redeemed nation according to Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. As we read in this wonderful chapter, that I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, listen to this, the Spirit, here's the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Amazing how the Holy Spirit of God will convict in a future day the nation of Israel, and Israel as a nation will become a born-again nation. What an amazing future is awaiting, my dear friends, for the nation of Israel. According to a book of Ezekiel, we find out when Israel will be regenerated, a new heart will I also give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgment and do them. You see, the work of the Spirit of God in the lives of mankind, whether it is today in the church age or whether it is in a future day during the tribulation, the person of the Holy Spirit of God will work. He has work. He is working, and he will continue to work. And he's working today in many hearts who come to faith in him. Wonderful to know the fact that he will convict. And so, John 16, verse 8 to 11, Yeshua explained to the disciples the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God here in this world. When he come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. But then notice, the Holy Spirit of God will not only work in the world, in the unregenerated world, to bring many to come to know that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah, and to bring them into the body of Christ, to be part of the church, of the assembly. But also within the church, within the assembly, he is working, he is ministering. And so in verses 12, 13, 14, and 15, we have the ministry, the work of the Holy Spirit of God among God's people, the disciples. And so we read, listen to this. And I'm reading verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit or however, and now notice verse 13, 14, and 15, we have the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit of God among the believers. Notice that. And we read them one by one. It says here, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, number one, he will guide you into all truth. Number two, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever. Number three, he shall hear, he shall speak. Number four, he shall show you things to come. Number five, he shall glorify me, verse 14. Number six, verse 14b, he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And number seven, verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine, therefore saith I that he, this is the Holy Spirit, number seven, shall take of mine and show it unto you. And so, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, you see, the Holy Spirit of God is working in the world, convicting the world, speaking to the world, directing to the world, to the person of the Lord Jesus, to the righteous one, convicting the world of sin, and showing to the world that sin will bring judgment and they need to turn to the righteous one, to the Messiah, Yeshua, and be saved, be forgiven, and receive eternal life. But once they come in and become part of the church, of the assembly, they will need to be led by the very same Holy Spirit of God that have convicted them. That's what happened to you and I. We were lost in trespasses and sins. We were far away from God. We didn't believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. We rejected the scripture, the word of God. And by the Spirit of God, we have heard the message of the gospel. The Holy Spirit of God have touched our eyes and our hearts, shows us that we are sinners. Like David, by the Spirit was convicted even before the Holy Spirit of God came to indwell believers. In the history of our people of Israel, the Holy Spirit of God worked in the life of Israel also, even though he never came to indwell the people of Israel, but he still guided them and controlled them and convicted them. As David, who was convicted to say, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me? Like Isaiah, who said, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. See, the Spirit of God is convicting. He does today in a unique way, because now, beloved brothers and sisters, the Messiah, Jesus, is going to go to die on that shameful Roman cross, to become a substitute, to fulfill that which the Torah, the law, spoke about, that in the fullness of the time that the Mashiach will come and he will pay for the sin of this world. And he surely came, and now, as he is anticipating to go to the cross, he is instructing his disciples, his Talmidim. And so you notice, as we read together, the sevenfold ministry of the Spirit of God among the Talmidim, the disciples, the followers, in verses 13, 14, and 15 of John chapter 16. Number one, he shall guide you into all truth. Number two, he shall not speak of himself. Number three, he shall hear that which he will speak. Number four, verse 13 still, he shall show you things to come. Number five and six, found in verse 14, he shall glorify me. Again, number six, in verse 14, he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And number 7, verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Now let me just mention something that it is very, very important. How do we know if the Spirit of God truly ministering among the people of God? You see, my dear friend, as Yeshua said, in this very 16th chapter, he did say a few times that a person of the Spirit of God will direct the attention of God's people to the person of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. He will guide you into all truth. That's the first thing. Secondly, notice verse 13b. He shall not speak of himself. You notice, beloved friend, the Spirit of God is not speaking of himself, but he's speaking of Jesus the Mashiach, the Messiah. He's directing the attention to the eternal Son of God. Again, I'm repeating verse 13b. He shall not speak of himself. And then notice that we continue to read that you will hear, verse 13, what he will speak. He will hear it. In other words, there will be the hearing in the persons of the Godhead, the council of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit of God in harmony with the Father and the Son will share with the believers concerning the person of the Messiah. Again, in verse 14, we read, he shall glorify me. See, the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God is not to glorify men, not to even glorify himself, although he is God. He is the glorious God, the Holy Spirit, yes. But here we learn from Yeshua that he teaching the disciples that the purpose of the ministry of the Spirit of God among God's people is to glorify the Son. Sometimes I'm amazed how there are certain groups in the world in which we live in who do not want to exalt Yeshua the Messiah, who deny his divine nature, who deny that he is the Messiah, who deny that he is one of the persons of the Godhead, who deny the fact that he was born to the Virgin Miriam, who deny the validity of the Word of God, who deny the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus the Messiah. Deny this, deny, and yet the ministry of the Spirit of God through the Word of God is to glorify Yeshua the Messiah. How wonderful as we read here in these verses. So, in these verses 12, 13, 14, and 15, we learn of the ministry of the Spirit of God among the disciples, among God's people, among every true believer. And I trust, my dear friend, that you have come to know the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, your Lord and Savior, and it is such a wonderful lesson to learn that we have a Mashiach that has finished the work of redemption, that fulfilled all that which was written of the Messiah in the Hebrew Scripture, and that he is sent the Spirit of God to form the body of believers and to minister among the saints of God, directing each and every one to the person of Jesus the Messiah. He shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine, verse 14, and shall show it unto you. And then verse 15, notice the triunity of the Godhead. All things that the Father hath, this is God the Father, are mine. This is God the Son. Therefore said I that he, this is God the Holy Spirit, shall take of mine and show it unto you. Amazing, wonderful passage here in John 16. And here as we have here, verses 1 to 15. There are many other passages that we can read. And these are beautiful, beautiful passages that shows us how the person of the Holy Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, is ministering among God's people even today, beloved friend, dear brothers and sisters. So when we conclude right now with this, I just wanted to mention that whatever belongs to the Father belongs to the Son. You can see the co-equal, the equality in the Godhead. You notice what we read in chapter 5 and verse 20 to 23 of the very same Gospel of John. We read in verse 20, "For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth not no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him." And so God desires that we will honor the Son, and therefore God the Holy Spirit, who will come according to what Yeshua is saying here, he shall glorify me, Jesus the Messiah said to his disciples. Wonderful. Beloved brothers and sisters, may the Lord encourage our hearts as we continue to follow our blessed Lord Jesus the Messiah. And in the next ministry meeting, we'll continue in John chapter 16, from verse 16 to the end of the chapter. Well, until the next time, God bless you, my dear friend. God will encourage you and help you to be led on to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.